Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop
on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It. Sports Radio 60.
Two of America's pastimes, both embraced by C.J. Stroud. We start with baseball. The Astros, the Whoopie. Best team in town for a long time, the Houston Astros. They have C.J. Stroud at the stadium. He throws out the first pitch, and unfortunately for the Astros over the weekend, another series lost to the Washington Nationals. The return of Verlander, get off to a good start, then a blown ninth inning lead and an extra inning L, and then Christian Javier gets scratched yesterday because of his neck. Wouldn't have mattered, though, because they didn't score a single run. And the Astros, third worst team in the American League, if I'm not mistaken. They're kind of faltering as one of America's pastimes. Not looking so great around here.
Kind of got me last week, minding my own business, having a good time, doing whatever it was I was doing. And this whole back of the baseball card thing.
Yeah, Joe Spot is saying
happening.
It now.
I'm like, what are we doing? Why don't you look at the back of your own baseball card? Because the Astros, at right now, 7-16, correct?
Yes.
That, if you look at the back of any organization's baseball card, including the Astros, you start like that, you're not going anywhere. And it is early, but it's not early anymore. It got late early for the Astros. So yeah, just a horrible, horrible start.
Do you feel that there is any getting away from this right now? By the way, I know it's early. 14% through the season. We're 14% through the season right now.
They're done.
What?
No, the Astros are done.
Come on, man. It's early, man.
It's early. You're crazy. The lead in the division is 500 right now. It's not a good division. The Rangers are 500.
I believe they're 12-11.
Okay, they're one game above 500.
Yeah. No, the Astros are done.
Can we at least get the Memorial Day?
Astros are done. Let me explain it. Now, of course I could be wrong. You know, of course, this crazy moves happen. Unbelievable medical, you know, advancements happen in the next 2 weeks. And pitchers start to pitch. But here's the thing that I alluded to it like week before last, and I think it's stronger now than ever. Jose Altuve, Jeremy Peña, Kyle Tucker, and Yordan Alvarez are having fantastic starts. They're having fantastic starts. Altuve, better than last year. Peña, definitely better than last year. Tucker and Alvarez were tearing the cover off the ball last year.
So they're done.
And they're having the exact same start. So four of your best players are actually playing really, really well.
You're getting pitchers back, though, now. Which is something
that you
need.
Can you be more specific?
You got Verlander back. You're getting Fromber. Look, I'm not sitting here saying that there's not warning signs. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm betting on the Astros. But, Don, we're 14% through the season, sir.
Well, if your standard is contending for a wild card at the end of
season. No, that's not happening. They have to win the division because the wild card is going to come from somewhere else.
Then they're done.
Yeah, they have to win the division. They're not. What? There is a very good chance that the wild card teams have better records than the West winner. So there ain't no wild card. It's win the division.
Then they're done. No, they are. I don't mean to be harsh. We're just talking about how we like. We have to be honest on the show, and that's one of the things, you know, one of our calling cards. There is Jose Abreu should not exist on this roster.
Well, Dana Brown did say that they're going to platoon him now, and they're going to figure out what to do there. They're talking about platooning him. So he's at least openly acknowledging that Jose Abreu has been a disappointment.
I heard that, and then I thought, what is that going to get you? You can't pinch run him. You can't pinch hit him. He's taking up a space on your bench. You're platooning him. He can't be a defensive replacement because all he can do is play first base. So he's, like I said, that's why I said he's taking up a spot, wasting a spot on the roster if you're going to platoon him. You either got to get rid of him or play him every day and with that 0.68 batting average. No, he should not exist on this roster. Like there is no platooning Jose Abreu because he doesn't offer you anything anywhere. You know? So that one, that is shot. That's a done deal. He should not exist. I looked up his numbers. This is the things you do on an airplane. I looked up his numbers compared to Willie Mays in 1973 when he was just like this, you know, caricature of himself.
With the Mets?
Yeah, like in 1973, Willie Mays. Willie Mays had twice the batting average, more home runs, more RBIs, and a higher OPS.
You're going Willie Mays on me.
As a 1973
Met. You're going Willie Mays on me, dude.
My point is that's how bad
he is. That's where you're going?
Like Willie Mays was a joke of, just a shell of himself. Oh, I remember the worst player you ever saw in the waning years of his career was Willie Mays. He's twice the player Abreu is. He was twice the player in 73 that Abreu is right now.
And they're weeding him out, man.
Yeah, look at the back of his baseball card. Yeah. Was 2023 not listed?
Yeah.
On the back of
the back of the baseball card thing's a rough bit.
And then there's the bullpen just having a collective meltdown.
Yeah.
They don't have any farm pieces. They don't have starting pitching. Okay, Verlander's back. We'll see about the rest. Didn't they push back? Or am I imagining this? Didn't they push back Fromber a little bit?
Well, he got hurt and
No. I mean, like, since he's been on IL, isn't he not progressing or not throwing as soon as they thought he would?
They're being cautious.
Okay, that's it. So there you go.
Yeah. So they're done.
They're done.
Okay. Yeah. CJ Stroud, by the way, stuck around to the ninth in the front row.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. So that's one of America's pastimes that appears to be, according to Lopez, dying.
No, they're done.
Around here.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another one of America's pastimes that I think is resurging, and CJ Stroud embraced this. I thought this was one of the most relatable, things that I've seen from CJ Stroud off the field this weekend. Over the weekend, CJ Stroud threw a party. Mm-hmm. Now, that he was not at a party on a private jet. He was not, you know, doing something that the average folk can't relate to. But CJ Stroud over the weekend had a little gathering at his house. He ordered a boxing match. And he had Titus Howard, among other guys, at his house just taking in the fights between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. And I've got to tell you, John, one of the biggest travesties in American sports has been the death of boxing, to the point where we're looking forward to Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fights. But I think boxing is suddenly alive. Boxing is suddenly alive, and I'll speak for myself. From now on, whenever this guy, who I really wasn't hip to before, whenever this guy is fighting, from now on, Ryan Garcia, you have my $800, whatever. I will support you, my friend, because this guy put on a clinic, and in one night, I got more entertainment from that young man than I got in the entire career of Floyd Mayweather. And I thought he was a loon. I didn't know. This was just some of the pre-fight antics. Yeah. Leading up to this fight, and it seems like the joke was on all of us. Here was Ryan Garcia just being a little bit crazy.
Yo, Duran.
No, this is this is the non-crazy stuff. He was being crazy at press conferences. This is just a little snippet of the crazy part.
Thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus is King, King of Kings, King of Kings. No. Okay. He is the King of Kings. Jesus is the one above all. Okay. How you guys doing? What do you guys want me to say? I've already said everything. I mean, what do you want me to do? I've already done it all. I've already said it all. I've done it all. And now I'm just ready to kick ass. I'm going there and just f*** this man up. You don't understand. I'm going to f*** him up. You don't know what I've been training like. You don't know the vision I have. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'll break this whole thing right now. That's how I'm fire. I'm strong. Louder than that whole team. They got like five people there. Look how loud. Woo! We couldn't hear you. Hey, where's your mama at, baby? Where's your mom? Oh, I'm gonna go flirt with your mama. Ooh, she about to be fine as I want some of your mama. I want your mama now. Your mama probably in my DMs. Yeah, you, mother. I'm talking about my mom. I'm about to you up. All right. Yeah, that fear coming in your mouth like a dog. I'll put my in your mouth.
Ryan. All right, so this guy's getting crazy, and this is just kind of a snippet of him being crazy, but the reality was he's going through a divorce, he's drinking every night, and in the middle, because after I saw that press conference, I was like, all right, I gotta like see what's up with this dude. And in between all of this craziness, you would see like a normal dude to where it was almost like some sort of, this guy was 6-1.
6-1.
He
really?
Was 6-1. That's how much of an underdog he was, and how much like they thought he was nuts. He was 6-1. He took off at 7-1. So anyone who just decided to put a casual 100 on it won $700 off of this guy. He was 6-1.
Dang.
I'm so pissed I didn't bet it.
Yeah.
But I was going through like the Instagram and stuff, and I was looking at, and that was actually a tame version of what he was doing. And CJ Stroud was all about it. He was tweeting during, saying, "Go Ryan." But look at this. Look how normal this guy is now. And you kind of saw this sprinkled in. So I guess Roberto Duran's in the hospital. This is Ryan Garcia riding with his dad. And this is in the middle of like a just belligerent rant. You can see that he's kind of normal.
Yo, Duran, I heard that you're in the hospital, but I'm just sending out, you know, good, strong energy. I know you're the hands of stone. I'm trying to get my hands like yours. I appreciate for all that you've done in boxing. And I'm just sending a lot of love to you. I hope you get better, you and my pops. Yeah, Roberto Duran.
Oh, wow. Hey, Roberto, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, we're pulling for you. Let's go.
There you go. So he's normal.
I'm pulling for you, baby.
Then, right before the fight, and this is when I was like, okay, all right, there's something here. Because these guys had actually fought six times as amateurs, and they split it at three.
Okay.
But listen to him before the fight and tell me this guy sounds like someone that's nuts. And by the way, he didn't make weight.
and he lost $1.5 million because he gave him $500,000 per pound. He chugged a beer during his thing. Apparently, he cut weight in a fight against Tank, and there was like a rehydration clause, and he just can't physically do it. So he couldn't win the championship. But listen to this before the fight. And this is when you knew he was wired up and ready to go.
This ball play out in your mind right now. What are you feeling as you're about to enter the ring?
I just don't leave this ring without his head. That's it. I don't care what happens in this ring tonight. This is the one fight I'm really willing to die for. So that's how I'm coming.
He went in.
Good
there.
Luck. Thank you.
Should have beat him multiple times. Knocked him down three.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Beast mode. Mm-hmm. So the reemergence of boxing and CJ Stroud throwing the party. We can all relate to the pay-per-view party.
Oh, that's old school.
CJ Stroud doing it in the living room. Mm-hmm. People lined up on the couch. People having a standing room only. Boxing, I don't know if it's back, but hey, you got my 80 to 100. I can promise you that.
Well, he bet on himself, Ryan Garcia.
Well, good for him.
$2 million. He won 12.
You can bet on yourself in boxing?
So that's according to Boxing Kingdom. Ryan Garcia cashed out a $12 million winning ticket.
That's why he had no problem giving up the 1-5.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to win
the funniest back. Thing is he's talking about the weight. He's like, $500,000. His dad's like, son, no, no, no. He's like, no, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, we're good.
And he did it, and he supposedly actually paid. Yeah. This dude's an entertainer, and he left it all out there. You got my respect, my friend. You definitely got CJ. CJ was all about it, too, and he might not have been as crazy as we thought. Coming up 24 hours from now, the McNairs will be right here in this studio to react to the Texans' new uniforms. However, Lopez, he thinks the Texans have a lot of ground to cover once these things finally drop. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk about perhaps shots fired at In the Loop. I didn't think this was a very fair assessment, but we'll let the people decide. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.